mercy upon us. Until he have mercy upon us. Our prayer and fasting is until he have mercy upon us. And in verse 3, it says, verse 3, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. If you have a different fashion, put it out. I want us to look at that verse 3 before we pray. Amen. Okay. This version says, okay, the version is the language which my mother used to speak. Olua, Shanufunwa. Shanufunwa, Nitori, Ati Kunfun, Egan, Pupo. Hallelujah. Let me read another version. It says CEV. Please have mercy, Lord. We are being insulted more than we can stand. We have been insulted more than we can stand. Another one says, show us favor, Lord. Show us favor, for we have had more than enough contempt. Hallelujah. Amplified version say, be gracious to us, O Lord. Be gracious and favorable to unto us, for we are greatly filled with contempt. Contempt means insult. People that have looked down on us, people that have concluded you cannot amount to anything, people that have said the road is closed for you, I want us to rise on your feet and cry to God, Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy, Lord. Do not let people conclusion about me, do not let it come to pass. What the people concluded, how far they said I can go, the level they said I will ever be. Lord, my Father, help me, O God. Show me mercy, O God. I am exceedingly filled with contempt. Eganipo Oluwa. Eshanu for me, Oluwa. Eganipo Oluwa. Ojutan fi wo mi, O da Oluwa. Show me your mercy. I need your mercy. We are exceedingly filled with contempt, O God. We are exceedingly filled with contempt, Lord. Show us mercy. We are exceedingly filled with great insult. Anything you told us, Lord, insult you, Oluwa. Lord, show us your mercy. Baba, show us your mercy. Baba, show us your mercy. Baba, show us your mercy. Lord, we need your mercy tonight. Baba, we need your mercy tonight. Pray for it to God. Lord, we need your mercy. We need your mercy. Libra da gede gede. Ibro koshole nde gede gede. E baratokodo. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, somebody, I have 5 minutes to do this prayer. Oh, somebody, you can pray. Make sure you are holding somebody. Let's say if you owe somebody, if he doesn't pray, you continue to pray. Your prayer will come back to you. You are going to pray. Lord, this person I'm holding, by your mercy, terminate insult in his life. Every insult in the life of this person, Lord, terminate that insult tonight. By your mercy, terminate the insult. Do something that will end every insult, every contempt in the life of this person I'm holding. Oh God, one on long letting it by the Oluwa. Efanu Pari Oluwa. Efi Anu Yonjo Oluwa. Every insult, every contempt, every insult. Maleke de gede gede gede. Ibre de koshole gede. Ibra da koshole gede. Ibre de gede. Ibre de godo godo. Ibre gede gede gede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Still pray for the same person you are going to pray. Lord, the power that says she will soon finish the fasting and go back. We know that is how she fasts. We know she does it every year. Oh God, disappoint them this year. Let me have result from this prayer and fasting. Open your mouth, pray for that person. Lord, this woman, this man must have result from this prayer and fasting. By your mercy, there must be a result. By your mercy, there must be a result. By your mercy, Lord. By your mercy, Lord. Every insult. Everyone saying, oh, that's how they fast. That's how they pray. Let there be a different result this year. Libre de gede gede. Makosho le gede gede gede. Ibre de godo ye gede. Maroto ye gede gede. Ibre de 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 de. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I'm looking at time. I see a 4 minute. Change to somebody else. You are going to pray. Change to somebody else. Who is sitting on what this person is looking for? In Genesis 31, 33. Genesis 31, 33. The Bible says Laban followed Joseph and his family for 7 days. When he caught up with them, he was checking what he was looking for from room to room. But the person who stole it sat there. Eh? Omo to feran lo ji nkan to wa. Baba to fojo meje sare. The child, the best daughter, sat on it. He said, and Laban went from 10 to 10, but find them now. Give me verse 34. And in verse 34, it says, who is there? And Rachel had taken the image and put them in the camel furniture and sat upon it. And Laban searched all the tent, but found none. You are going to pray. Who is sitting? Can I tell you what he used to protect it? He used blood to protect it. He said, I am after the manner of woman. And the manner of woman is that I'm having my menses. Blood is flowing. So it's an altar he used to protect what he's looking for. You are going to pray. What is covering what this person is holding? What is the power that subdued what he's looking for? Oh God, use mercy to unseat that man. Let your mercy unseat the man. Let your mercy unseat that man. Let your mercy unseat the man. Whoever that is sitting, whoever that is sitting on what this woman is looking for, Oluwa, ejeka nugbe adina today. Let mercy unseat the person. Let mercy unseat the person. Let your mercy unseat the person. Let your mercy unseat the person. What she's looking for, she will find it. What this man is looking for, this year he will find it. This year we find it. This year we find it. This year we find it. This year we. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. This is the last prayer point. Give me Joshua 7:25. Joshua 7:25, we're going to pray. Who is causing the problem for my family? Who has touched something in my father's house that everybody is struggling? The Bible said, Joshua said, why has that troubled us? Why has that power troubled me? And Joshua told me, lower, lower. You are going to cry to God. The Lord shall trouble thee this day. Amen. That power in your father's house, the Lord will trouble them today. Amen. And the Bible says, and all Israel stoned him with stone, and they burned them with fire. After they have stoned them with stone. Listen to me. Only he can touch. His wife did not take anything. His children did not take anything. Bengbati Yamashele. They stoned the whole family. Listen to me. If you don't pray for this man to die, this power to die, we will continue to crumble under the influence of somebody enjoying it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are going to cry to God who has touched something that is making everyone in my father's house to struggle. Oh God, terminate their life today. Whoever, open your mouth, pray for that person. Who has taught something and they lie in the family of this man? Ta lo fori gbe pete pe nja gbogbo omo. Ah, who causes this issue? Who is behind this struggle? Oh God, terminate the line. Who is behind this issue? Oh God, terminate the line. Who is behind this? Who stole it? Who stole it? He can't let go. Pray, oh God, terminate. Who is behind the struggle of my father's house? The Lord that we are last, we are Lord, we are. Oh God, terminate their life. Jehovah, terminate their life. Whoever is behind this struggle, whoever is behind this struggle, Lord, terminate it. Ligeto belegede. Ibrakosho gede gede. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the last way I will pray, and my spiritual brother will take over. I want you to pray. In the culture where I grew up, one ni Olorun lo se idajo afi yin peran. Number 1, ati fun gbogbo mi eran je. You know what they mean? You don't understand it. You know, some of you that have never seen it before, but we saw it. It's only one meat that will be available for the whole family. And the mother or the father, we used it to share it. So the people now say it is only God who judge the person that did it. But what I'm saying is this. There have been people. Can I tell you, some of you did not sin at all. 90% of what we are struggling with, we were not involved. But somebody was involved. You can hear the testimony of our spiritual father. When the dad went to go and marry somebody, everybody begged, don't marry. He said, I must marry. Where is the woman now? And there are still grandchildren who will suffer if somebody did not stand in the gap. The Bible says it goes for 4 generations. And that 4 generation is if somebody pray. If nobody pray, it can continue. My wife used to say something. She said, "You know, I don't want to." He said, 3 generations cannot be poor. 20 generations can be poor. If nobody break the strong God of poverty, you are going to pray this prayer. Who is that person that introduced problem into our family? Oh God, my father, deal with that person. Have mercy on me and my children. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Deal with that person. And have mercy on me and my children. 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 Destroy them, oh God. Destroy them, oh God. Destroy them, oh God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
It's going to be so in our life in Jesus' name. So let's sit down for a little time. We go back to Genesis what? 32:10. Okay. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2:10. We are trying to study the life of Jacob. So, I'm not worthy of the least of all mercies. Yesterday I said that statement, give glory to God. The glory of that blessing, the glory of all what God has done for Jacob, he gave the glory to God by said, I'm not worthy. Do we all believe that? Yes, and I said, it reflects what I call humility. humility. It reflects humility that he saw it that it's not by his own making. It is God. Sometimes, instead of us to give the honor and the praises to God, when God honors us with something, we try to give it to ourselves. We don't see that God is the doer of every good things. Instead of us to humble ourselves, and the more, see, I do say to people that you need to be very careful, because if God does something for you today, and God see what I call pride, arrogance in you, that is where God is going to stop. The other thing is he have in mind for you. And instead of you to be now coming up, you will see that you are coming down. Are you getting me now? So Jacob in this place realizes that what has happened to him is not his own making. Because he has tried to do it in his own way and it's not working. But he see the way God really help him out, see him through. And I pray for everybody, the Lord will surely see us through. God, the Lord will surely see us through. So let's look at the story of a man in the Bible before we pray. Jesus, in Luke chapter 18, we saw two men that came to the temple to come and pray. And we are going to see one of them who said, "I'm not worthy." And we are going to see the arrogance of the second one. And that is Luke chapter 18, verse 10. Let's read verse 9 and 10. Let it be 9 and 10. "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves." When the Bible says you trusted in yourself, that is talking about pride. Is that one true?
Yes, sir.
Eh? You say you trusted in yourself. That is talking about pride. You can do it yourself. You don't need God. That is what we call pride. And you know what is going on in the world today, that people believe that even why are you praying? You are just wasting your time. You can do it yourself. But for we that we are Christian, we must understand there's nothing we can achieve apart from God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Jesus said, when they come to John the Baptist and they told him about what is going on about Jesus' ministry, he said to them, "No man can receive anything unless it is given from him from above." Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, there's nothing that can come to your life, that can come to your way, if God did not approve them or approve it. Everything you are looking for, if you are a Christian, it will come from God alone. It is only God that is going to touch the heart of men on your behalf. That is the reason why the place we read in Psalm 123, it talks about looking to God, not looking to men. But God is still going to use man for you, or God is going to use men for you, but it is God himself that he will go and touch their heart on your behalf, and they will have mercy on you. So this man trusted in himself that they were what? They were righteous. And despite what? Others. We can see the attitude of arrogant person on someone that is proud. Number one, he trusted in himself. Number two, is looking at other person that is better than you. There are some people who will be looking at someone like, say, maybe because you are still praying and God never answered your prayer, they will be looking at you that they are better than you. Are you getting me now? And they will be laughing at you. Because of the situation you find yourself, or because of your condition. So The same thing applies here. We must be very careful in trying to despise order because of their condition. Instead of to be despise others, try to pray for them. And even if we have any assistance you can do for them, it's better for you to do that than be talking ill of them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So, number two, he said, he despises others. Verse 10, what happened in verse 10? Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one is a Pharisee. Do we all know what we are talking about Pharisees? Uh-huh. They are the people that carry upon their head the law of Moses. You are not going to find anything Pharisees in the Old Testament because it's not part of Old Testament. But between Malachi and Matthew, we have 400 years. And for that 400 years, there's no single prophet in Israel. So between that period, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they arise in Israel. And they are the one that carry upon themselves the law of what? Of Moses. And they always prove to people that they are righteous. They always prove to people that they are better. They always prove to people that they are only one that is in the way. Try to despise order. That is the Pharisees. And we have them also in the religions today. We have them even in Christianity today. People will be trying to be proving to you that they are better than you. Are you maybe because of their sources? The language they are using in Nigeria today, they are using very common in Nigeria. Once a quick is soon. I cannot work with you again. We cannot be friends again. Then what happened? Verse 11. Yes? Uh-huh. The Pharisee stood and prayed, draws with himself. God, I thank thee. He still thank God, though. That I'm not as other men are. I'm not like what? Other men. Looking at himself that is better than other men. I'm not like other men. That is pride. That is pride. Everybody here, we are all unique. There are some things you are going to find in my life and it's not in your life. There will be area in your life that you are better than me, and there will be area in my life that I'm better than you. There are things you can do that I cannot do. Is that one true? And there are things I can do that you cannot do. The grace is different. So no one is better than one another. You only have your own role to play. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? How many of you know that God is not looking for the best? How many of you know that God is not looking for the best? God is not looking for the best, but God wants you to do your best. What do I say? He wants you to do what? Your best. By doing your best, you can become the best. By doing your best, you can become the best. But God is not looking for the best. So, what happened? Let's read on. Where are we now? He's talking about the other. No. I think he gave those people some names. What is number one name he gave them? Extortioners. Unjust, idolaters, adulterers, or even as this publican. Pray. He now point to the man, say, like this one. Like this, I'm talking. So it means all things that man is trying to say is directly is talking to this man. And that is pride in him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Be very, very careful because If you are proud, you are going to miss the best for your life. If a lady is proud, he may miss the best husband. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because of pride, you can miss the best. And anybody here that is praying that he wants God to bless him, he wants God to make him something, one of the qualifications God needed in your life is what I call humility. Are you getting me now? That is one of the qualifications the Lord did in your life. If you are not humble, God cannot raise you up. Because if you are proud and God raise you up, what do you think is going to happen? Then your pride will double. Is that one true? And by that, you can even destroy yourself. Because you are proud. And a proud man, nobody can talk to him. He believes he has the best idea. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? He believes that anything he says is the right thing. A proud person will only want you to follow him. Whether he says something that's right or wrong, just follow me. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You cannot cancel him. You cannot educate him. You cannot tell him that what you are doing is wrong because of pride. Let's look at Proverbs 18:12. Or Proverbs 15:33. Which one do you see there? Proverbs 15:33. Yes? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before what? Honor is what? Humility. Look at that. What is going to lead you to honor? What is going to lead me to honor? Humility. Before honor. Humility. So if you are not humble, God may not honor you. Are you getting all people that God honor in the Bible? I told you 3 days ago, when God called Moses, he said, I cannot go. When God called, what are you calling? Continue mentioning their name for me, Gideon. You know that he rejected the call. He said, my family is the least in Manasseh. Abeko, when God speaks to another person, can you remember? All of them, they will say, ah. Even Solomon become king, when God asked him to come and ask for what he desire, what he want in his government, you remember what Solomon said? He caused God to understand, I'm young, and this nation is large. These people are many. How am I going to rule them? And that is humility. How am I going to rule them? If I will be able to rule them, I need your wisdom. I need your knowledge, understanding to be able to rule them. And God was greatly happy just because of what Solomon desired. So before honor, note that if you want honor in life, note that statement. Let's look at Proverbs 18:12. What happened? How can we see that? Proverbs 18, yes? Proverbs 18:12.
Before destruction,
the
heart of man is haughty.
It's haughty.
And before honor,
it's humility. We are not doing Bible studies. You can remember most people that God destroyed in the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, what happened to him? Belshazzar, what happened to him? Sennacherib, can you remember Sennacherib? What happened to all of them? They are so arrogant, proud, haughtiness. And what happened to them? They are destroyed. But the Bible says before they can honor you, they must see what we call humility. The last one we are going to read. Proverbs 22:4.
Yeah.
What do we see in Proverbs 22:4? Yes. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Do you see that one? By humility and the fear of the Lord. Anywhere you see anything they write about fear, is to be conscious that wherever you may be, if anybody is not here, God is here. That is fear of the Lord. So when you are talking about fear, we are talking about a person that knows that if anybody does not see me here, God sees me. And anything God sees that I'm doing in darkness, God is going to bring it to light one day. Is that one? Do we all believe that? And he said, fear of the Lord are riches and honor. So, one of the things we saw in the life of Jacob is because we saw what I call humility when he say, I'm not worthy. Are you getting me now? Do you know there are some of us that God has blessed already that's supposed to be saying to God when you are thanking God, when you are praying, Lord, I'm not worthy of what you have done for me. I'm not worthy of this house, of this husband, of this wife, of this. When God see all those things, God will be blessing you the more. But when arrogance enter, nobody will be able to speak to you again. So if you really desire to be blessed, because I want to be blessed more, I know I'm blessed already. I know some of us, we are blessed already. But we are still praying that God should bless us the more. And the more we want God to bless us, the more we will be coming down. Even when people are trying to do this to you, trying to be say, be coming down. Don't allow people to lift you beyond what you are. Don't cause people to exalt you and put you in the position of God. That will end up in destruction. I'm seeing it every day in the internet. When I saw a man of God who is coming and they are going to carry him to the pulpit, I saw the one who is going to lay his feet like this upon people. Some of them, I saw them, when people were talking to them, they must be on their knees. Some of them, they put their image in the church. They have special chair, special image. What are they become? Are people who are following them? They have turned them to God. Some of them, when they die, they still go to their burial ground to be go and be praying. And we have them around today. And do you see that those people, they have so many members than people who are humble? Because it will take another eyes to discover a humble man. What a humble man is. What do I say? Because when Jesus get to the, what are you calling, to the well, that woman cannot discover him. Can that woman discover him? But when Jesus said, if you know the gift of God, and the man that said to you, give me water, that changed the woman to look at him. Who are you then? Jesus said, okay, go and call your husband for me. Husband, okay. Me in law call ni oparo, ile ele karun lo wa. O lo kon to to. The first man is your husband. All of that man you are married after that one. They are ali anyone, they are not your husband. The woman now discovered that the kind of person he is. The reason why the Pharisees of his own day rejected him is because the way he lived his life. So simple life. Are you going to say now? They saw him in the midst of his people. I think I've ministered to some people early in my ministry, 85. I started ministry 83, 84, 85, 86. And I saw some of my, some people I disciple, they have become a, I have become bishop. They are both big people. Praise the Lord. I saw some of them. And one of them came to my, to Abeokuta one day. And he called me and said, ah, hey, change ni, money be bawo. Because, oh, okay. I want to, and you tell Kowa, Tawin Bamba, what's in my corner, let me one. Hey, change ni, money. Your clothes can change. Your house can change. Your car can change. But your character must not change. If they have known you as a humble person, and because you, now you have a car, you become arrogant and proud. It is car that reveals you. You are not humble before. It's because you don't have motor. Are you getting me now? But if you are humble, your clothes can change, your name can even change because of your position. But they are going to see that your character is not changed. If your children cannot come to you again because of your position, if my wife needs to come to because of my position, which position is that? There are a lot of marriage that started well, but when money coming, wahala bere. Sometimes when money coming to the hands of women, ngba me, wahala bere. Because odiwi pe oko le meet needy bi tatejoma, the woman change. And they don't start like that before. And that is pride. We must be very, very careful. If we want God to honor us, to bless us, please, let's run for what I call pride. Let's learn to be humble. Let me end it like this. Let me say this one. You will not like this one. If you are a child of God, if you don't humble yourself, God himself will humble you. God will cut you to pass through what you don't like. And that is why we are going to take our prayer. Psalm 66, verse 10. Psalm 66, verse 10. Just a simple prayer. For thou, O God, has proved us. Amen. How many of you know God has proved this church? How many of you know God has proved this church? You are in a third place now. God, you have proved us. And some people have remained with this church right from the beginning and they are still here. With everything the church has passed through. Sometimes you have passed through something, but God wants to prove you. And if God can, until God proves you, he will not approve you. Even when they know you are going to pass exam, you are still going to do the exam. Thou hast tried us. Who tried them? Who tried them? God. As silver is tried. Who do that for them? God. Verse 11. Yes. Thou hast brought us into the net. Who do that one for them? Thou hast laid affliction upon our lions. Who do that one to them? Verse 12. Thou caused men to ride over our head. See how you are taking a because of one thing or the other. Say, because I'm going to go to the other. Eh? Hey, that's my little dada. Oh, I'm going to go to the other. What is all you that say? A meeting nearly a minute in a two paw. Oh, we went through fire and through water. But I don't have a bad way. But thou brought us into our a worthy place. After all the temptations, all what they passed through. Just say to God, just one prayer tonight. We have prayed already. It is time. Bring us this church to its worthy place. Let's stand up. Brought me. as an individual to a worthy place. A worthy place. It is time, oh God, brought us as an individual, brought my family into a worthy place. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God to brought you to really, Lord, thou hast brought us into a worthy place. 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 A worthy. Maintain that statement. Worthy place. A place of comfort. A place of comfort. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is time. Bring me to a worthy place. We pray for them for 10 years from Nitonfin woman. Because if you come here on Sunday and there's nowhere people to for people to sit down, that's a problem already. But it's a happy problem. What are we going to do now? People are coming, and that is what God is going to do. Because there's a prayer I pray here when I came, and I saw the answer. Mama, I've been waiting back, Pari. That just to confirm what I pray for. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Uh-huh. So I want you to see this one properly. Happy problem. What's up? Tolong ba gbese e de bayi. E get me ni. O je aso da adura wo wa. Gbese re de nu aye mi. Se bo ti ma se. Do the way you always do. Do the way you always do. Do it in my life. Do something new in my life. Do something miraculous in my life. In the name of Jesus. Do something that will surprise anybody. Even before the end of the year, bring a change to this fellowship yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Change must be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to you. Do something. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my home. Something new in the life of my wife. Something new in the life of my children. Do something that will surprise everybody. Continue pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yeah, let's come together. Yara, look at me. One of the prayers, Timo Mongole, no matter how I pray, on a pattern. Which situation do you want to change in your life? Wakan dijue, wasokele kele. This situation in my life must change. This situation in my family must change. This situation in this church must change. What are the things you are trusting God for? That you want God to bring change to in your life. It may be the portion of your heart. I want you to pray to God. Any situation to affect alone will change. Continue praying to God about it. If you are a student, pray. Let's pray to God. That God will grant our children wisdom to excel in their studies. God to give them special wisdom. Even when they are in school, God can help them to even get scholarship in school. Lord, I pray, cause them to excel in their studies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue praying to God concerning them. Pray for yourself. Pray for what you are trusting God for. Pray for what you know God is only God can do it for you. Pray for your health. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for anybody around you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I pray every situation in each of our lives that need changes, God is changing them tonight.
Amen.
I say God is changing them tonight.
Amen.
And I pronounce changes.
Amen.
And that changes will occur in your life.
Amen.
Right from tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any power that needs to move, any power behind you. David said, he delivered me from my strong enemy. Any strong enemy around you, at the back of your life, at the back of your destiny, at the back of the purpose of God concerning your life, that enemy today, in the name of Jesus, we render them powerless. All forces of darkness that say you will not go, you will not fulfill purpose, that what God has in store for you will not come to pass, that you just come to this country, you will not have something to point to. All power that is working against all what God has in store for you, all those powers, I command them to bow.
Amen.
So that the purpose of God will come to pass in your life.
Amen.
Continue working over every impossibility.
Amen.
All your situation will change.
Amen.
Your home will change.
Amen.
All of you that you are praying to God, for God to remember you for something. Fruit of the womb, you are trusting God. Work, you are trusting God. House, you are trusting God. Husband, you are trusting God. Earthwise, you are trusting God. All what you are trusting God for today, in the mighty name of Jesus, they are going to come to your life.
Amen.
They are going to come to your way.
Amen.
They are going to come to your family.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Almighty God will honor this church.
Amen.
It will bring change.
Amen.
We have passed through so many things. It is our time, God, to come to our worthy place.
Amen.
Comfortable place.
Amen.
Ordained place.
Amen.
A desired place.
Amen.
Right from today, oh God, we pray that everybody, this church, we come to his worthy place in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every obstacle is removed.
Amen.
It's canceled.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's put hands together for Jesus. There are three things I received while Daddy was praying. There will be financial increase on everybody's life. I'm not saying this to make you happy, but there will be big financial increase. Source of income will come in an easy way to you. In the name of Jesus. And just go and write today's down. Go and write it down. You are going to carry your miracle very soon. You are going to carry your miracle very soon. In the name of Jesus. When the door will open, people will be looking for family planning. And it's opening now. In the name of Jesus. Mary Lekeji. Oje Mejo. Hallelujah. Those are what they call good problems. then you don't need to buy seven seater. You Vani. You buy the, there are 16 seater van. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will honor us with answer to our prayer today in the name of. Let's quickly.